So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, it is Dom time. By the way, the news media now picking up the scent on this that the college GOP leader, she was the vice president, among the victims in the Rhode Island may have been the one killed first. With Mark Halperin reporting, people are telling him she was the target or conservatives were the target. I'm not sure this economics review class would have been prime territory for that, but who knows? On Hanukkah, but getting an answer out of the goofballs in Providence and Brown University, my goodness. You know, they're often ill-equipped. You have all that national media doing it, but it has been just a laugh show. And the gunman still on the loose after the person they detained, they've now allowed to let go. Okay. I mentioned Mediaite. Now, we use a lot of sound from them. Their judgment, though, who are the real forces in the media that are shaping it? As I mentioned, talk radio not doing so well. In 15th place, Joe Rogan, only 15. 14th, Bill Maher. They have the Midas touch. I only know them because I've seen them on with Scott Jennings. It's a young guy they send on. It's just a podcast that's anti-Trump from the opening whistle to the end. They have Jake Tapper at 10. I don't see that. They have Brett Baer at 9. Sean Hannity at 8. Matt Drudge at 7. Oh, man. Matt Drudge really has Trump derangement syndrome. Matt Drudge used to be number one in my mind. He's fallen off. Caitlin Collins at 6. Right. Oh, my God.
I didn't choose her.
The torture. The torture. And at, I have to go to the other tab here for fifth place is David Muir. Oh, the phoniest of all from ABC. But he's got a big platform. Then you have Suzanne Scott. She runs things at Fox. Megyn Kelly at 3.
Oh, whoa.
Joe Scarborough and Mika at 2, and the 5 at number 1. All right. So I don't know when they did it. He was alive where Rush came out, but certainly should have been in the top 5 of all of media. Rogan only at 15. That's a pretty big audience, and it's an audience that really influences election, the bro audience of sorts. And issue-oriented, a lot of conspiracy. I don't see, Tucker Carlson was in the 40s, I think. There's a lot of conspiratorial stuff in here, though. So, Henry, any comment from you? Do you think they were, the 5 is the highest rated show in cable day after day after day for the reasons I went into. Yeah. So I don't begrudge them. Joe and Mika, though. My God.
Yeah, that's a tough one. I think I think it is a tough top two there because you are going with like a show that's more than just one person.
Right.
Right, I get it. The five, that's what makes it good. It is kind of four people just beating up on one person more often than not. And then with Mika and Joe, all they do is complain and cry and to each other on the morning. I don't know if I agree with those two being the top two, but I think it's a nice balanced list at the very least.
Yeah, and Bill Maher, I think, has gained in prominence. He's mm-hmm. got the HBO thing. He's on a lot of shows, and he's even-handed, even though liberal, we know where he stands. He's a wild card, and I like wild cards. They often are influential. He is a very influential guy comedically, and particularly if he were on this week, I'm surprised he doesn't break his hiatus of getting high and come on about Islam. And Charlie Kirk with him. Would you like to indulge when they did the podcast together? 855-839-1210. You get on board. So we still have the brown gunman on the loose, but senses that maybe young Republicans, one prominent one from Brown was there, could have been the target. I just think with Hanukkah being the day, I'm a little bit suspicious of that. But boy, you talk about people that can't protect you, even cameras. This is a big Ivy League school. And the police are just inefficient beyond belief, and they're attacking the FBI now around this. And that happening the same time frame as the Australian thing is pretty remarkable. Got a great side question. We kind of nuanced the rules a little bit more. Somebody more contemporary that will be known 100, Joe of Exton, oh my God, will be known 100 years, 25 years from now. With Taylor Swift still, will she be prominent? Fading a hair, probably. I mean, what? The numbers are gargantuan. Yeah, I don't think it's quite as big of a thing as when she was doing the tour.
Oh, I disagree. Well, next tour, it's going to be the biggest thing in the world.
Okay, well, okay, right. Then back on, I'm just saying.
Documentaries, movies on it.
During this time frame, though, I think it's a little bit more, you know, when you're at that level, it's pretty hard to sustain it that she was the biggest thing imaginable. I don't know if there's anybody, to your point, bigger right now, but I think you might be able to be contention. Is what I'm saying.
I don't think anyone's even
Bad Bunny, somebody like that.
Bad Bunny, maybe.
Yeah.
With the international, but I could say the same
after
thing
after the
Taylor.
Super Bowl.
Yeah.
We'll see. Yeah. All right. So it's 855-839-1210. You get on board. I mentioned President Trump and Norman Vincent Peale. Saw it over the weekend that the father, Trump's father, was very involved with Norman Vincent Peale, and Trump picked up a lot from that. And there's a lot about the power of positive thinking. That's Norman Vincent Peale, who wrote more books, sold more books than almost anybody imaginable. When does he become delusional, though, is the question here. And Trump certainly has the ability to build up the case on this. Does that help him on the affordability thing? And I haven't had anybody really riled up bothering me on social media. He doesn't have to say affordability. I think he's got to do two things. He's got to show empathy on that, saying the hottest economy in the world. There are a lot of elements to that. Money is pouring in. But is that money filtering down yet? Are those factories being built? Yeah, but it takes a while. Now, Harry Hurley, who I had on, made a good point. He can point to it took about 18 months, 2 years for the Trump economy the first time around to flourish. It takes a lot to come out of the Biden economy. Explaining that in a step-by-step manner, rather than blowing past it. In other words, 90% of what he says when he barnstorms a country ought to be on stuff like this, not just something that's entertaining. The other part of it is the Trump voter, getting them out to vote, the low propensity. They're not Republicans. They're not conservatives necessarily. Whatever the magic is of Trump, that's what they want. He's got to bestow that on these Republicans. And tomorrow, Ryan McKenzie is hosting the vice president on this very issue in the Lehigh Valley. That's where the midterms are going to be decided, places like that. Do I think that Brian Fitzpatrick will weather the storm and win in Bucks County? I'd say yes. Now, I was surprised on election night, but I would say he is such a figure there, getting out and about. He does all the right things in that. Yeah, that I think he wins, but I think it's going to be close. Maybe as close as the one time it was under a point or so that he won. We hope to have Jeff Van Drew on tomorrow. We think that's going to happen. He and others, though, are saying, what are we going to do on health care? And the answer is Republicans are not getting direction from the president. He doesn't want to go, if I had to read this, a year more of Obamacare subsidies being there. Okay, then, what's the plan? What are they going to be able to enact and put in? In the Senate, they think there's a deal, but Democrats would have to take the Republican forms to cut down on fraud. Democrats are not going to do that. Democrats don't want this to happen. Democrats want us to go off the Obamacare cliff. It's all in their advantage. People will have their premiums. Some of them will drop insurance. That's better for them for the midterms. So I don't see a deal possibly being made in the next few days. And if it's not made, then what happens? What happens is higher premiums. Then people will have to decide. How do Republicans dig out of that? That's going to be an interesting question. They can't agree on anything on this. And yes, Obamacare wasn't supposed to have this happen. We all know that. That's a given. But you know where the arrow is going to point. What is it Republicans offer? And I don't see it yet of something that they have. Let me take John, then we'll have Dom's Money Melody for a great prize coming up. Let's go to John in Reading. Hey, John, good afternoon.
Hey there, Dom. Yeah, so side question, someone that's going to be influential in 25 years. I don't know if anyone's already said Elon Musk. But
yeah,
I
Musk
mean,
is already taken. Do you have another?
Okay, all right. No, that was it.
Okay. But, yeah, I think he will be, yes.
Yeah, but my main point is, who was the gentleman talking about the anti-Israeli slant and all that sort of stuff in education?
Yeah, Steve Feldman in the Philadelphia Public Schools, yes.
Steve Feldman, yeah, okay. So, yes, that's reprehensible and stupid. But has there been, like, a cultural shift here? Because, especially in high school, I remember people thought teachers were full of it. You know what I mean? Like, when did they become such unquestioned authority figures to teenagers?
Right. It
seems like...
Whether they're effective, I hear you, whether they're effective or not, TikTok is, and a lot of these kids bring it to school, and whether these teachers are as effective as you might think or not, they're still doing it, which is a lie. It's hateful. They ought to be called out. They ought to be dismissed from the schools, or worse.
Yeah, but I mean, it almost seems like there should be a countercultural pushback, you know, something organic, saying, you know, this is what the man is telling me, but I'm not gonna follow that because
I hear you, John. I hear, yeah, that's a good sentiment. I hear what you're saying versus the teacher as authority, and why would you follow that? The answer is TikTok. TikTok has radicalized using Gaza. The propaganda on that is second to none. All right? And Gaza is a difficult situation. People are dying. We know all that. We know who causes it, though. Hamas. That's left out. So the sentiment is good. The sentiment, I get what you're trying to say. All right. Right now, though, it is time for...
It's Dom's Money Melody.
Has all the money gone?
All right, and Dom's Money Melody is sponsored by the Navy League Philadelphia, NavyLeaguePhilly.org. If you were in the Navy or military, you got to look these guys up, NavyLeaguePhilly.org. They were my hosts for the big event, the Army-Navy game, watching it over in Manayunk with them. And boy, what stories you'll be hearing them. Kirk was there with me. We're taping people that had fabulous experiences in the military, including one guy who was a colonel in Somalia around the time of Black Hawk Down. Just riveting stuff. Great patriots, great people. Tom Metzger, the head of it. If you were in the service, in the military, check them out. You'll enjoy their company and the events they do and what they support. Yeah, the guy who was a colonel, Marine Corps colonel, was riveting. All right. So today we're playing for a pair of tickets. Big prize to see Chicago and Styx July 21st, 2026 at the Freedom Mortgage Pavilion, courtesy of Live Nation. Tickets are on sale at Ticketmaster.com. All right, Henry.
Yeah, Dom. So today on the side question, we are asking for someone that will be relevant, noteworthy, still famous, a household name, if you will,
right,
in 25 years. Almost 25 years later, Freddie Mercury is still, I'd say, a household name. The former frontman of Queen has left us 24 years ago last month. But Queen's songs and music still shine through. One of the most iconic being Gary in Newtown's walkout music. He will rock you with that stomp, stomp, clap, iconic beat. So I'm going to play you a cover of We Will Rock You today. I want to know the language or the country in which this cover is sang in. Something about this country in which it hails from. It's a basketball-crazed nation, Dom. And almost 25 years ago, they competed in the Olympics and wore some iconic uniforms within that Olympics, so iconic that they are enshrined in the Naismith Memorial Basketball Hall of Fame to this day. So I want to know the country or the language in which We Will Rock You is being sang right here.
Yeah, good luck with this one.
Boy, I'm telling you, that vocal coach, that's got to be rough on the voice. Man, this is tough. All right, so you heard the clues. Get that, and you're off to see the great Chicago and Styx July 21st. 855-839-1210. That's how you do it. AT&T and Verizon Wireless. All you have to do is just push pound 1210, and we'll get you on board. Hey, my good friend, personal dental specialist and board-certified prosthodontist, Dr. Robert Bentz, has exciting news to share. His daughter, Dr. Emily Bentz, has successfully challenged and completed her board certification. That's no small feat. Now, with the Bentzes, you have over 11 years of training, 33 years of experience between them. Thrilling to know Dr. Emily Bentz joins Dr. Bentz in providing the best in customized, innovative care for the most complex dental cases like mine, in addition to the exceptional general dentistry services provided by Dr. Sarah Cooley Bentz. So it's a true Bentz family affair of dentistry there. So when you have an issue that requires highly specialized care for perhaps a second opinion, just do what I did and call the Bentz Dental Group at 610-272-6949 or visit their website at Bentz Dental Group, BENTZ Dental Group.com. And again, end of the year, maybe you still have some health benefit money. You're looking for a dentist. You know, you haven't been satisfied. Give them a call. Get that initial look-see. 610-272-6949.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
It's Dom, Money Melody.
Where has all the money gone?
Show me the money.
All right, we are looking for the language or the country. Here's the clue. Unbelievable.
I hope you guys know which countries love basketball, because I can't understand that at all.
All right, let's go to Kevin in Bucks. Language or country, Kevin? What do you have?
Boy. Oh, my goodness. This is a tough one. I'm thinking Lithuania.
Nicely done.
That's what I was going to think of, the basketball right. clue. They're the only one that really stands out. Yeah, among basketball countries. Yeah, they've been pretty good. Yeah.
Yeah, 1992 Olympics. Yeah. They didn't have enough money to buy uniforms, so the Grateful Dead stepped in and funded their uniforms, their tie-dye uniforms in their iconic yellow, red, and green flag colors.
All right, so you got a pair of tickets to see Chicago and Styx. We'll probably have that again tomorrow. Tickets are on sale at Ticketmaster.com. Good Christmas present. Thank you, Walter Kosk. I just saw this. It's now up to just out that 38 states, the average price of gas is under $3 a gallon. 38 states had hit. I think they're almost all red. You know, I'm looking at the map here. Maybe one of them's not, but 38 states are under $3. Where is Pennsylvania? Well, Pennsylvania, it would be a miracle to get under $3 a gallon because of the state taxes. And those taxes are not just from Democrats. It's from menaces like Tom Corbett and a bunch of Republicans who are going to win elections by putting big, remember they voted for gas taxes. Corbett was one of the Vreeb, the guy caught up in the sex harassment scandal with the allegedly the Shapiro administration. He was one of the key guys that I remember. And a lot of those people got voted out of office. And I remember the yelling and screaming at me when we had them on. They were going to fix the roads, and SEPTA needed money. So that's why, on average, will Pennsylvania be under $3 a gallon? Doubtful. We'll see if they make it. I'm looking at the map. They're not on it. New York's not on it.
I did see one gas station have $2.99 gas this weekend.
Sure. Yeah,
but
you're going to see some
filled up this morning.
Right.
It's 305.
Yeah. I don't, you know, given the burden of the state tax, which I think California might be higher. At one point, it was number two in the country, the burden from the state tax due to all this nonsense on gas. And Jersey historically was better. But then, of course, Christie made a deal. We will lower the sales tax a hair, but we're going to go up on the gas tax based upon some formula. And what happened? Murphy came in and said, I'm going to put the sales tax where I want, and they may put it up to, if that goes to 7% before Mikey Sherrill takes office, which it might in Jersey, just another example of the hypocrisy that they get away with. And nobody's going to convince me that Jack Cetarelli didn't run a great campaign. And Harry and I may be differing a little bit here. Do I think he could or should run again? Yes. I'm not off board with that. I don't know what the guy did wrong. Well, it's three times now, though. I don't care about that. I don't. We'll see who the Republican is that surfaces here. But I just still am in shock over the whole thing. All right, we got the winner. Maybe he thought of the basketball thing. That was a good clue. By the way, the Inquirer over the weekend went on a tirade, not so much against Trump. Here's the line that you should hear again and again and again, they're saying, on the left. One day Trump will be gone, but his enablers will have to face the music. They're talking about Dave Sunday, the attorney general. The guy couldn't be more of a straight arrow just fighting crime. They're talking about Dave McCormick. They're talking about Fetterman. What they're saying is, we can't get at Trump. They're all on board with this. But we're going to get at you, not just in elections. We're going to persecute and prosecute you if you support Trump on anything. They're trying to make people fear the mob that's coming after them. And as I look at the midterms, they are energized. Yeah, but Dom, that's a long way. It's a year away. Guess what? They're going to be energized. They want to get at Trump no matter what he does, no matter how effective or not. It doesn't matter. They want to get at Trump. So the bottom line is we have to energize our people to see what the consequence of this will be. And that's where the dilemma is. Now, what happens if the big, beautiful bill and these other things kick in and the economy's doing well? And by that, I mean not just at the macro level, that people are feeling it. Well, then it's going to be close. But still, they don't care about that. And you have to accept that. You got to see what the opponent's about. You can't just wish it away if you're going to beat them. And we have to beat them. They have this hate-fueled rage. Will it burn out? No. Maybe after the midterms. Maybe after we see what happens with that. Now, if they win, there's still going to be enough of them that just want all-out persecution of Trump in any way that you can. They still want it. So I don't think this is going to burn out anytime soon. What's the antidote? Only one guy can do it with Trump voters. Around the edges, we can bring you the stuff that I think is going to be really good coming out of the big, beautiful bill. I mean, just think of how complicit the media is. We have billions of dollars that Dave McCormick was able to get in the big, beautiful bill. Got to give the guy tremendous credit for people to have school choice. Story today at Axios. Philadelphia public schools are losing students unbelievably, and yet they're still going to get more money. Where is the uptick? I think I have it right here. Some of the, I have it over here. Where did I put it? Yeah. They are losing students, but the uptick, says Axios, is with those that want charter schools. Philadelphia charter school student population is going in the other direction, rising more than 500 students year over year. Cyber charter schools added 600 students to their rolls. Here's the thing. You probably know this. They would have even more. They're capped. These miserable people will not let black and brown kids primarily and their parents pick safer and more effective schools. They want to dragoon them into the Philadelphia public schools where you have to worry about asbestos exposure, gang warfare, and ineffective teachers, to put it mildly. So why are the charter schools gone up and the cyber charter in numbers? They would gain 10,000 students. Getting in the charter schools, I'm writing about this, I would liken it to getting a seat at an Eagles game. You know, the seating license and everything else. What are the Eagles routinely? I think at one point they had 40,000 people on their list. They probably have 100,000 that would pay to watch Eagles football. Charter schools in demand in Philadelphia is exactly like that. And yet the decrepit Philadelphia public schools can't maintain even the students they have, except for places like Lincoln, where people here illegally are overwhelming the system that they have to go to school. Why is there no revolt politically of these Democrats in Northeast Philadelphia? Do they think it's fine that an entire freshman class can go to school in trailers? Yeah, probably. It's a disease in Philadelphia, even Northeast Philadelphia. These moderate Democrats, they'll take anything. They want to vote Democrat, and that's it. What does it take? What kind of insult to say an entire group of kids, freshman class, is in trailers because they're overrun with illegal immigration? Yeah, well, it's trailer. It's good education. What do you say to your kid? Have a good day in your trailer, kid. Are they getting ready to be truck drivers or something?
There's no distractions in there.
That's right, no distractions. And they have a secret cove that goes into the school from all these trailers. That's what I've been told. My God, and it looks god-awful. I drove by it once. It's hard to believe. Thank you, Henry, for that aside. So Philadelphia Public Schools losing kids, cyber charter, and particularly the charter schools gaining, but they're capped. You unleash those caps, and that mass charter school, they had 9,000 kids in a lottery at one point trying to get into the school. Why is that? Because these schools are effective, and parents know if they're not, they can pull their kid out. Why do the Philadelphia public schools exist? And what we talked about with Steve Feldman? They exist because they're a monopoly, because of the teachers' union, because of every Democrat out there. They don't like choice because they know people would vote against it with their feet. And you mean to say we can't beat these people? We can, but you got to follow the roadmap. All right, lines are 855-839-1210, AT&T, and Verizon Wireless. You have to. I see Drew of Upper Darby. Yes, that might be a winner because it's not a person, but lazy sports raiders nationally cling to this. They'll bring it up even 100 years from now. Do you know I want to tell you about Philadelphia? Yes. They cling to it. May have to be a side question. Things that happened in Philadelphia that may or may not be true that people still say. Yeah. I don't know if there's enough, but
I'd have to think about that.
This is one of the prime ones. You know, we all know the story. It's a little bit different than what the lazy sports writer says. Slow news day. Let's look at Philadelphia. Hey, imagine actually feeling merry, bright, and genuinely healthy this holiday season with Rescue. That feeling starts right now. Going on today, the Deck the Hall sales let you save up to 78% on high-quality, research-backed, natural supplements so you can feel your best and enjoy every festive moment ahead. For over 40 years, Rescue Natural Supplements has been the trusted wellness partner for millions of folks and their families across the country. Formulas are crafted with purity, potency, and real science behind every capsule. That's why customers rely on Rescue for their essentials, powerful omega-3s, doctor-recommended cholesterol support, gentle but effective pain relief, advanced probiotic blends, and natural age-defying formulas that help you stay vibrant from the inside out. This season, give yourself the gift of feeling good. Stock up, save big, and step into the holidays with confidence. That comes from supplements made with integrity and backed by decades of results. Ordering is easy. Just go to res-q.com or call a Rescue Product Consultant, 800-26-ALIVE. Again, that's 800-262-5483 or online at res-q.com for up to 78% off this entire holiday season.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, it is Dom time. By the way, Fox News confirming that U.S. House of Representatives alleges that they did cook the books in Washington. Remember that the head of the Washington police, and I think the question was about chain of command, and she said something like, what's that? We played that, Joseph, before.
And then the mayor had to step in immediately.
Yeah, the mayor had to jump into the ring and explain, chain of custody, chain of command, that's it. God, can you imagine your life depending on these people being in charge? Well, yeah, I believe, of course, they cooked the books. That's how they were trying to tell people that crime was on the downturn. We've seen that in Philadelphia before. I don't think now, but we have seen that before. And that plays into the hands of people like Larry Krasner big time. Now, over in Jersey, lame duck session. Are they really going to pass a law? I think in the House they will. That bans ICE agents from wearing masks. The legislation advanced Thursday along party lines out of a committee. The Justice Department sued California over a similar law. It can't fly. It's the Supremacy Clause. It's the feds here. And it's common sense. This idea that they shouldn't be able to hide their identity, given the doxing, given the craziness that's going on. Again, I have to point to you the town of Jenkintown. They've lost their mind with these people, with these activists coming in. All the police commissioner did there in Jenkintown was to kind of set some guidelines to refresh vis-a-vis ways they might help ICE. The activists in Montgomery County don't want the police in Jenkintown, for example, to be able to help secure a scene where ICE might be in the process of arresting people that are here illegally. They want the mob to be able to get at them. And what you're going to see at some point, ICE is going to be surrounded. And what are they going to have to resort to then, not to suffer serious bodily injury or death, defending themselves? So we don't want to get into that situation. The mob of illegal immigrants, infrastructure over in Montgomery County, wants those situations. They think that will force ICE to not go after people in Montgomery County. And all it will do is push back more. Yeah, I'm looking at the picture of this police chief. Again, cooking crime data. Like, we didn't think this was happening. Again, good follow through on this. And it's a reason why these blue cities historically are so ineffectual. I'm not sure the particular way they were cooking this, but they would take an incident that was more violent and try to, on the scene, plead it down a bit. I remember in Philadelphia way back when, if you went up and down the block smashing windows of a car, it was a famous incident. They wanted that count as one incident. Yeah, tell that to the 30 people who have to replace their windows on their car. It's 30 attacks. It's not one. Well, that's one incident of smashing windows. Yeah, you have to pay for that vandalism. Let's see if you think it's one. All right, let's go to, or I remember in one district, if the person died, not on the street, but died in the hospital, they were trying not to count that as a murder. The person died. What difference does it make? This is the nonsense they resort to. So they're really going after Chief Joseph and maybe a reminder what the chain of command is. All right, Scott in Mount Laurel, Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Scott, welcome in.
Hey, Dom. Hey, quick before I get to my point, I just want to address, I did not in any way use a bot to have my votes.
Well, I know you did. I'm just saying we were kidding with the bot thing and all that. Price is going to make sure one vote for one person.
What I'd like to see, I told you, is to have the vote on the air. That way all the people that listen to the show and call, really, you get right. A real indication of what people think of the quality of the callers, as opposed to, you know, obviously we all contact our family and friends and say, hey, vote for me.
I mean, they're welcome to call in at any time, too. We do that. But, you know, it's hard to for some people to call in, Scott. So we got to rely on a broader thing here. Yeah.
Yeah, they're just going to get outweighed by the people that vote online. Obviously, the calling's not going to – the people that listen to the show are really going to get drowned out.
We take that into account. We're right now asking people who are the top eight callers. Now, are you out or have we talked you back in?
I'm out. I think. You know, I would be interested in doing it if you had the voting during the show.
Okay.
But I think 2 years in a row of me calling and texting people saying, vote for me was enough.
Okay. All right.
No pressure.
You know, yeah.
So, and like I said, even the year before, remember Earl of Tuck Cody, he edged me out at the end because he had some people vote at the end. And, you know, so that's just the nature of the beast. That's why I love it. If I could get a real gauge on, hey, what are the callers and the people that actually listen to the show, you know, to let them fight it out and Joe of Exton would have a good chance to win, I think that would be really exciting. He's got no chance with the current method, I have to say that.
We'll see.
But anyway, back to the topics of the day. You know, I'm going to switch over to school choice. I tell you, you know, they would. That is the issue of our time. And think about it. You said how many people are lining up for these charter schools. It's absolutely true. Can you imagine how many people would be leaving public school if they had five choices or 10 choices?
Right. Remember, and you know what they say, Scott? Oh, my God. Well, what's going to happen to the kids left in the public school? And my answer is, kindly, if their parents don't care enough and they don't care enough, oh, well, we're not going to hold kids hostage, the other kids and their parents who want out hostage.
Yeah, the kids that are left in the public school are going to be the ones that are so incorrigible that no private school wants them. And that's
exactly.
Let them, and they'd have to shape up and be decent people so that they could function in a normal society or in a normal school.
Exactly. All right, who's your person, Scott?
My person is Michael Jackson. He's like a Sinatra of his era. I mean, he is the ultimate entertainer that no one will ever forget. And even now they're doing this MJ, the musical, and it's selling out over and over, months and months. He is larger than life.
I would agree. He'll still be very prominent 25 years from now. I don't think he's Sinatra, though. There won't be stations dedicated to him. There won't be that kind of stuff.
I don't know. I think after he's taken some pretty bad PR hits after his death here.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if he can come back from that, seeing as how he's not alive.
Okay.
I agree, you know, the music, the thing, you know, he's very iconic. I agree.
Yeah, we could check the end of the year stats of how much the estate gained in a year. And I think he and Elvis are still right up there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, big time. All right, so final roundup here, the lightning round. I like Drew's. Joe of Exton, it's on brand so much, though. It's unbelievable. All right, that's all coming up on Talk Radio 1210.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio. Radio 1210, WPHT.
The time has come for the final test.
We usually call it the lightning round.
That's right. Who will still be really famous 25 years from now? That's who we're looking for. By the way, seeing the next wave trending on Twitter, and they're right, Islamophobia. Now, in Australian places like that, suicidal empathy, they're calling it. In other words, empathy for this out-of-control mob reaction that we see again and again and again. Of course, not all Muslims, but significant numbers who engage in this. It's an attack on Western civilizations, not just Australia, not just the United States. And you have people in charge who will get more people killed. They will not face up to it. All right, let's go to Drew in Upper Darby on Talk Radio 1210. All right, Drew, what do you have today?
Cue the theme song.
Hey, Dom, thank you. Thank you so much. You know, Dom, just for the record, I told you before, I've never been on a computer in my life. I couldn't vote for myself if I wanted to. Last year, I got two votes, I think, my wife and my brother. So it's all good. But as far as the side question, Dom, there's sportscasters who haven't even been born yet. And they're going to talk about that fateful day in Philadelphia when the fans, Philadelphia Eagles fans, threw snowballs at Santa.
Yep. Thanks, Dom. Every time we get in the World Series, even, not even football, you'll hear that play out.
They'll mark the 100-year anniversary of it.
Oh, yeah, they will. It was a skinny guy. They put a sack. We had Joe Koharik as a coach, general manager, plane flying over Joe Musco toward the end of the year. They didn't have a Santa, and they did it. So there you go. We did throw stuff at other times, too. That's true, though. Joe of Exton, jackpot today.
Now hey, I'll cue the theme song.
Hey, Joe. Good afternoon.
Yes. Hello, Dom, and good afternoon. My person, whose name will be remembered in 25 years, is the former radio host, Dennis Prager. Dennis Prager is able to expound on human nature with the wisdom and understanding of a sage.
Well, Joe, I might say, yes, he is what we used to call a public intellectual. And you are the public intellectual of this show.
Right. The Byzantine Empire calls.
Yes. I think he goes off after the end line, the sage line. He draws it out. Yep. And he's off
I wouldn't say anything after sage either.
It used to be in a time in America they put really smart people on TV, like William Buckley, people like that. And people actually watch and bought it. Today, I don't know. You put really smart up there, and it's like, get this guy out. He's too smart.
Do we have a lot of smart? I don't think we're seeing a lot of smart.
Yeah. Right.
Let's go to the Earl of Elon Musk is, but I don't think he can articulate it. I mean, he's into his own mind. Yeah. All right, Earl, what do you have today?
If I can, real quick, I find it ironic that the same people who said that every Trump voter should be arrested and thrown in jail after January 6th, because mainly Antifa went and beat up the Capitol Police, are the same people who are saying we should go out and we should assault ICE officers. And ICE is actually law enforcement itself. And the fact that, you know, apparently you can beat up one cop and not another.
Okay, gotcha. What's your side today, Earl?
And I'm going to go old school. I'm going to go Bing Crosby. Now, granted, his popular music isn't played anymore. I doubt anybody's even heard any of his popular songs. And he's listed as, you know, having recorded more songs than any other person. But his Christmas music remains. And every year, they always play his Christmas music. He has a couple of Christmas movies. And every year, they resurrect his ghost. And, I mean, the man died on a golf course in Spain in 1977. And we're still listening to his music today.
All right. Yes, I don't think people would identify it, though. You know what I mean?
You
the music
think?
Is there. They wouldn't know who it is. If you walked down the street in Philadelphia and said Bing Crosby right now. Some other answers we can't get to. Tom Brady, Saquon Barkley, Vivek Ramaswamy.
Oh.
Try pronouncing that 25 years from now, Vivek.
Try spelling it.
All right, Kirk, what do you have? Who did you like?
This is hard. This is hard. Yeah. So I got to go with Lance.
Lance, the first caller. And Lance's was what?
Elon Musk.
Musk. Yeah. Okay.
This is hard. So.
That was kind of the chalk. Yeah. Henry, how about you?
Yeah, I like Joan Columbus's answer of Shohei Ohtani.
Okay.
I like Drew and Upper Darby's answer of Santa throwing snowballs. And I like the Earl of Tacone's answer with Bing Crosby because, we don't get any new Christmas songs. It's Bing Crosby year after year. So yeah, why not? Why
people
another 25
identify
years of Bing?
Who it is, though, that's the only thing I would say. I would say
if you said, "Oh, the guy from the Christmas songs," they'd be like, "Oh, okay. I love Mele Kalikimaka."
All right, I like the Elon Musk. Yeah, I got to say, it was the chalk we could have taken. I see it; he's young enough.
Yep.
The stuff is bold enough. It is the future.
And for the record, Dom, I was with in the Henry camp because. Right.
Yeah.
Henry Camp earlier.
All right, I would have gone too with Drew's, but I think it's way outside the box. Elon Musk wins. All right, we'll have more tomorrow. Richie always next. Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.